So a few points I wanted to make here. One is that when you do make assumptions, you are taking things personally, even though you think you are being logical. And then, with that assumption, you end up gossiping about it to other people. So there goes your impeccability of your word to Hades in a handbasket. The poison spreads to others and into yourself. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and I'm Dawn Mathis with In-Situ LifeWorks. We are in the five-part mini-series. This is part four of the five-part mini-series entitled The Four Agreements. Today, we're going to talk about agreement number three, which is don't make assumptions. So here we go. When I was in high school, I took a geometry class. I was a straight-A student at that time. However, this class gave me fits, and I loved math. But for whatever reason, geometry at first was very difficult for me. In my first trimester, I got a C. The second trimester, I got a B. And finally, I ended up with an A. So the challenge initially for me, according to my teacher, was that I made too many assumptions. So, after my first trimester, I made a point of really diving down into the theorems and the postulates and all those other things. I can't even remember the words anymore. And what else there was to prove my work in geometry, the law of mathematics, so to speak. And I mastered that class. Since then, I've relearned and forgotten this lesson many times. Don't make assumptions. There is a bumper sticker I've seen a few times that also makes this point in a little bit different way. Don't believe everything you think. And many times we think we are being logical and that our own beliefs and theories and religious tenets are everyone else's, or they should be, according to us. I love what Alan Cohen says in his book, A Deep Breath of Life. Logic has been defined as a system of reasoning by which we arrive at the wrong conclusions with confidence. Let me say that again. Logic has been defined as a system of reasoning by which we arrive at the wrong conclusions with confidence. Don Miguel says this, all the sadness and drama you have lived in your life is rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. This is the whole war between humans. And I have to agree with that as I think back on my own battles in life. He says that we assume everyone else sees life or should see life the way we do. But here's the thing. Real love is accepting others, other people, the way they are without trying to change them or without them trying to change us. If either tries to change the other, this means you really don't like them as they are, and they don't like you as you are. Ouch. So the main point that I want you to have in this podcast is become aware of the habits of making assumptions. Because once you're aware, of what you're doing, that's the first step in changing this old agreement and creating a new one. So notice what you're noticing. Notice when you have assumptions, when you think you know something, but you don't have anything to base it on. When you don't make assumptions, your word becomes impeccable. And with clear communication, all your relationships will improve. So a few points I wanted to make here. One is that when you do make assumptions, you are taking things personally, even though you think you are being logical. And then, with that assumption, you end up gossiping about it to other people. So there goes your impeccability of your word to Hades in a handbasket. The poison spreads to others and into yourself. When you make assumptions, you have agreed that other people should know what you're thinking. And you think you know what they're thinking. How many times have you gotten that wrong? Me? Too many times to count. It is how misunderstandings happen. How much easier would it be if we just ask, "What are you thinking? What do you mean?" And when you make assumptions, you have also agreed that if someone loves you enough, they should know what you want or how you feel without you having to tell them. Why do we do that? None of us read minds. Eesh. Do you know what someone else is thinking, feeling, wanting? That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself and others, I think. So the way to keep from making assumptions is to ask questions, because clear communication will improve all your relationships. So, some life work. Not homework, life work. There's two things. Number one, have the courage this week to ask questions. Become clear on your understanding. Do not assume you know all there is to know. Try this out on someone you feel you can trust. But let them know what you're doing so they don't get weirded out the first time you try it. And the second thing, find your voice. Ask for what you want. So next week, we will complete our mini-series on the four agreements. We will cover the fourth agreement, which is always do your best. Join us. This is To Your Greatness, and I am your host, Dawn Mathis. See you next week. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.